This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire captain Matt Bruce, here as we broadcast live and in living color today's news tonight from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And to all our folks up in Georgia tonight, we're going to be talking directly to you in a minute, and to everybody up there in Maine and our affiliates up in New England, please, for God's sakes, be careful and expect the power to go out soon, if it hasn't already, with this big-time nor'easter coming your way. It's going to be a big-time storm. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters and police, our hospital and air room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working tonight, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, where you're doing it, thanks very much for keeping America moving along. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Jump in the chat room, the Captain's Group, three words, the Captain's Group. That's the chat room that's there on Facebook. Also, find us on Parler, the Captain's America. Also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, you are going to be taking a little drive, and I'm going to remind everybody that Valdosta today is the center of the universe when it comes to what President Donald Trump, First Lady Melania Trump, the Senator David Perdue, and Senator Kelly Loeffler are going to be doing, as they're going to have a massive rally at 7 p.m. at the Valdosta Regional Airport in Valdosta, Georgia. Now, the gates will open at 3 p.m., and I'm telling you right now, folks, it's first come, first serve, and when they fill it up, it'll be the overflow. I know they'll have video screens set up and all that sort of stuff, but it won't be the same as being inside. You're going to be there, right?
Yes.
Yay! So look for the person walking around with a sign that says, I'm Denise Simon.
I don't think so.
No, but you're going to be there with your son. He's coming down. You're going to meet you halfway, and you're going to be there together. That's going to be a great event. You're going to love it.
Yes.
Yep. So what do you expect to partake out of it? What do you think is going to happen?
I have no idea. You know, I think that this is kind of the piece de resistance of rallies, you know, for a lot of reasons. So, it could be the last one, or it could be the, you know, the start of many more to come. So, it's kind of a pivot point. That's why I'm going.
Well, it also determines the fact that all voices matter and their votes will be consequential this time around. There's nobody that can say my vote didn't count when you're voting in the most important election ever in America anywhere. This election in Georgia is for all the marbles.
That's right. To check some balances.
And here's the other thing. The fundamental transformation of America has been mentioned four times this week by Barack Obama, by Kamala Harris, and by Joe Biden in one form or another. And that all came from Barack Obama, the fundamental transformation of America. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't want to see what that means, then you can't vote for the Democrats running in the Georgia U.S. Senate campaign. You can't do it.
Well, these, you know, for the sake of the listeners, I mean, if you take a wide look at what's happening here, we still have activist judges out there. And if there's any kind of question about that, all you have to do is look at Judge Emmett Sullivan.
Yeah.
Okay. The fact that the House just passed the legislation doesn't mean the Senate will. I don't think that they will, but to legalize marijuana.
Yeah.
You've got cities and states that are not applying their law when it comes to criminals. They don't go, you know, they get arrested for whatever reason. They're given a ticket, show up here later. There's no bail. Look, we're coming into, well, no, let me say it another way. We're in the middle of a revolution. And this revolution is the unwinding of everything that was, you know, precious and made up America. I mean, it's collapsing around us. And I don't want to sound hyperbolic, but, I mean, just consider it. You know, with what has happened in California, Oregon, Washington State, we have these lockdowns. I mean, if you think there's a normal that's going to happen and we're just supposed to hang on because it'll eventually get here, I just don't see it anymore. I to kind of look at this thing clinically and all the indicators on a desk, you know, that when it comes to courts, when it comes to law, when it comes to free education, when it comes, you know, all these things, we're in trouble. We're just in trouble. I don't know how else to put it.
Yeah. And by the way, we are going to talk, we don't have enough time to do it right now effectively with what I want to mention, but Judge Sullivan did make a threat yesterday about Lieutenant General Mike Flynn taking a look at revoking his pardon, his presidential pardon. Well, good luck with that, Judge Sullivan, because I did a little research on that myself, and it ain't never happened. Now, they tried one time, and there's a precedent in place, and I guarantee you, Judge Sullivan doesn't even know about it. So hang on, Denise. We'll be right back with more. You know, these judges can blow smoke all they want, but they better know what the hell they're talking about. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere, no how, no way.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always America. And always conservative. God bless America.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Balance of Nature. Now, Balance of Nature has a website, balanceofnature.com, and for a limited time, you can save 35% on your order at Balance of Nature. All you got to do is go over there and use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Take advantage of all the different things they have there. Load up your shopping cart or just buy one or two items, whatever the situation may bring you, at balanceofnature.com by using the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, or give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. It's all you got to do. And I choose to take the fruits and veggies over there. I've been doubling up on them because they can't hurt you, because I certainly don't get enough of my daily requirement of fruits and vegetables. So it's a great way to do it and keep yourself healthy in the process. And knock on wood, there it is. So far, it's been working. Balanceofnature.com, product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, and save yourself 35%. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. All right, what did Judge Sullivan say yesterday about General Flynn?
Actually, it wasn't Judge Sullivan. It was Judge Reggie Walton, who said, he's kind of putting out a warning that maybe they've had discussions on this between each other, but that Sullivan could find the wording of the pardon too broad, in that it provides protections beyond the date of the pardon. So he's looking at, allegedly, the fact that the pardon up until today is fine. There's no issue with that. But if there is anything else that happens between, say, now and a year from now or 2 years from now, it is Emmett Sullivan could challenge that language that he's given protections beyond the pardon. So it's a tough thing, because Weissman, you know, the one that was on the roller team.
Yep.
And several others. They're looking at bringing charges in a Biden Department of Justice, to go after every single thing that they can think of, well, all things of the Trump administration.
Yep.
Okay, including Trump, including Ivanka, and Don Jr., and, you know, everybody. So they're out for, I mean, they used the word the other day, Avengers. And so this is a bad thing. I mean, this is... They're looking for sheer destruction, period.
Right, exactly, because, once again, what was said multiple times, it started with Barack Obama when he brought it up, the fundamental transformation of America. They feel this is their opportunity, especially if they win these two Senate seats in Georgia, where they can do anything they want and bring it on full speed ahead, the democratic, socialist, communist, Marxist agenda.
This isn't just a, you know, I use the word revolution, and I want your listeners to kind of put that over there on the side with a, on a post-it note, because this isn't just about being against Trump. This is about being against all conservatives, all libertarians.
America.
All Republicans. So anything, I mean, look, they're already trying to eliminate Christmas now, too, aren't they?
They most certainly are.
They closed the churches, but, you know, all the pot stores, the marijuana stores are open. You see what I'm saying?
And they legalized marijuana in federal buildings yesterday with a bill they passed in the House of Representatives. Jeez. God. Where the hell, you know, everybody's going, we need a stimulus. We need to help our businesses. No, that's not the priority. The priority was to take care of this. But again, that's a campaign promise that they made. Remember the marijuana crap?
I'm just telling you, ladies and gentlemen.
I know. People need to
wait. Yeah, take a wide look. Take the emotions out of this and look at it very clinically, very, you know, business-like. And you're going to see things, you know, that you may not have seen before.
Well, people need to wait. People need to wake the hell up, and they need to understand that before it's too late, this is their last minion up there. And that's why I keep talking to the people in Georgia. This is their last minion up there in Georgia. And, you know, the Georgia election. Now, let me see here. I got an email here, so let me look at the email. I'll read it as it says because I haven't seen it till right now. If the Georgia governor does not call a special session to deal with vote counting, then the senatorial election will be counted the same as last month's, and the Dems will win. It's presently set up so they can cheat on absentee counts. Well, that's true. That's true. But there are, and you and I think, talked about this yesterday, or if not, I talked about it with somebody else. There are more FBI agents and DOJ people that are just scouring all around the state of Georgia right now, not only investigating what's already taken place, but what they believe is going to take place.
I think if I were Trump, I think I would have him call up AG Barr and say, or the Department of Homeland Security, and say, I want some Secret Service, I want some U.S. Marshals, I want some HSI investigators, I want them on the ground, and they are the ones that are going to count these votes.
There's an idea.
And take it out of the hands of citizens.
And we had a suggestion yesterday that the National Guard take control of the ballot process.
Whatever. Somebody else. Because this is the last moment we have to have any kind of shred of confidence, which is clearly what Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell are talking about, that they don't have the confidence. Well, here's a moment where you can install that, you know, it's taken out of some of this, you know, craziness and put it into something else and assign somebody else to count these votes and put things through the voting machines and whatnot.
So on top of everything else that's been transpiring here the last day or so, a federal judge came in and ordered the restoration of DACA, which is something that the president had been talking about doing anyway. What's that all about?
He was only doing that as a negotiation chip. He's been fighting DACA since 2017, But in a negotiation chip, which came to several other things that were going on, least of which was money to pay for the wall, he would give in on it because it's 640,000 people. And the Democrats wouldn't do that, so the fight continued. So the judge restored DACA, which necessarily means that people that want to come into the United States under that program can begin the application process again. The Trump administration, they're going to have to hurry, but they are appealing it and to, I think, the state Supreme Court or the federal court, I mean the Supreme Court, so that's not necessarily quite over yet.
Okay, and we'll just have to wait and see what happens here with all of that. Also, yesterday, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration expects to move quickly after a December 10th review of the coronavirus vaccine developed by Pfizer, and they are saying that 20 million Americans could be vaccinated by the end of this year, with another 100 million by late February.
There is a little bit of a supply chain problem for Pfizer, so the numbers after the first of the year will have to be adjusted, but for Pfizer, that is. But, you know, you have to put BioNTech and Moderna in on top of that. But it did come out from the FDA on who is, they recommend to be on the priorities to be at the top of the list to receive the vaccine. And those were, I didn't read it, so I don't want to necessarily say it wrong, but I might. And that is that those that are most vulnerable. I don't know what that means, except that I would say it should be those that have comorbidities.
Okay.
First.
All right. Well, Mary's on the line. Mary, you got about 30 seconds. We're going to break.
Good morning, Denise. I'd like to say if those cases ever made it up to the Supreme Court where they need to make it, I don't think that's going to fly either. They look, who isn't owned in Washington? And by the way, those nine Supreme Court justices should scoot over and make room for many others up in that Supreme Court.
All right, thank you, Mary.
Yes.
Thank you, Mary. Okay, and we come to the end of the segment. I'm going to let you go. Have yourself a safe trip up there to Valdosta, Georgia. We'll be talking to you Monday morning about your experience. How's that?
Yep.
All right, folks. Captain's America Third Watch continues. Don't go anywhere. And Mr. Mayor up there, Scott James, is going to be doing the Valdosta Christmas Parade at the same time that the president's going to be there. I told Denise, Scott needs to drive that Christmas parade right to the airport.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. California has certified the results of its presidential election, pushing Joe Biden over the threshold of 270 Electoral College votes to win the presidency. Secretary of State Alex Padilla announced the certification Friday. The states meet on December 14th to officially cast their electoral votes. Results of the Electoral College vote are brought before Congress in early January. President-elect Biden spoke about the fallout of the coronavirus at a press conference in Delaware on Friday.
To truly end this crisis, Congress is going to need to fund more testing, as well as a more equitable and free distribution of the vaccine. We need more economic relief to bridge through 2021 until this pandemic and economic crisis are over.
Meanwhile, Vice President Mike Pence met with the CDC in Atlanta to discuss the state of the vaccines. The FDA could grant emergency authorization on December 17th. USA Radio News.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, indeed. We want to thank Donna Fiducia very much for doing that for us, and we appreciate her, and it's her birthday, so happy birthday to Donna Fiducia, 39 forever. Now, you know, the new 2021 Rogues are in at Moss Nissan, and they've made some really significant, incredible upgrades to this fantastic SUV. I did a road test in one last week when I was up there in Newport Richey at Moss. Now, the Rogue has really gone rogue. And it started with the quilted leather seats that they've now put in there, plus the new cutting-edge digital display, cordless phone charging, and a full suite of safety and driver assist technology that comes standard, including the intelligent all-wheel drive. You know, this vehicle almost drives itself. And I've driven many miles in a Rogue. I've had 4 out of the last 5 years from Moss Nissan, and I know that you'll enjoy the great pricing and fantastic service you get from Moss Nissan, too. Now, Moss Care is included with each vehicle purchase. That's a tremendous value-added package that makes servicing your vehicle a breeze. And remember, the choice is simple, the choice is clear, the choice is here. Moss Nissan with over 800 vehicles now in stock. So Moss Nissan will probably have the vehicle that you're looking for that the other dealerships won't. Remember, Moss Nissan and Acura, the home of the You Serve, You Save program that puts pastors, veterans, active duty military, and first responders up on a pedestal. Nissan stores located in Crystal River, Newport Richey, and Nissan and Acura together on Florida Avenue side by side in Tampa. Just visit Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, and make sure you always tell them the captain sent you. That's going to save you a bunch of money on your vehicle. Tell them the captain sent you. All right. Now, religious freedoms are definitely at risk under this regime coming in, if they come in. And you got to remember something here. I had somebody send me a message a little while ago and say, well, it's going to get kicked out of the Supreme Court's going to hear it, and they're going to say that it's got to be voted on in the Senate or in the House of Representatives to be passed or this, that, and the other, some sort of nonsense like that. Okay, I get that. But here's the process. The Supreme Court, if they're the ones that are going to do it, has to overturn the elections in enough states to bring Joe Biden back down below 270. If they don't do it, then it's not going to happen. You will not have an election in the House of Representatives until Joe Biden's numbers are down below 270. Now, who's going to be the judge of the court that's going to take that risk? That's going to go out there and say, okay, we'll do it. We'll do it. We'll get her done. Who's going to be? The judge, the court. Think about this for a second. Minnesota High Court turned down a case. Think about that. Over in Michigan, the Trump election change, according to the appeals court over there, is not credible. That's Michigan. Georgia. The Trump campaign's having to file another lawsuit to try to get that stepped up the ladder. So far, no court, no judge, anywhere, will hear this. None. Now, you can call it the deep state, you can call it whatever you want, but they're all afraid to get involved in something that's going to overturn the votes of the people, because some of these positions, now not the federal judges, but the state judges, certainly, they're elected. Those are elected positions, and they don't want to lose their little livelihood there, so I get what they're up to. But still, what a mess. Now, let's see here. Eric has been doing a lot of chiming in here. Eric, you need to listen to the song I put in there for you. It's up there before when you came on. You take a look, you'll see the song. It's your favorite song. So there you go. But we need to understand that in Georgia, and I'll say it again because it needs to be said, Joe Biden made a statement. This is what he said. This is his quote. This is not me making this up. This is Joe Biden. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics. Now, I don't need the media. I don't need the Democrats. I don't need the Rhino Republicans. I don't need the Attorney General. I don't need anybody to agree with me. This election was stolen. It's obvious. You can't produce the votes the way they were produced, and all these different things that keep popping up, and the video that's there that shows what happened, and then they go, oh, well, there's no, and then Facebook, get this, a fact check on Facebook. There's no proof that there were ballots in those boxes that they moved around. What in the hell? Did anybody other than me not notice where the boxes went in the back part of the room and they opened them up and they set the ballots up on the table that were in there? Did anybody other than me not notice that? Are you blind, deaf, dumb, stupid? Wake up. Wake up. Joe Biden told us what he was going to do. And here's the thing. Here's the thing. You folks in Georgia, you need to get this right. All right, let me go to the telephone lines. Who's this, Mel?
Yes, good morning, Captain. How are you?
Go ahead.
Yes. Hello. Yes, you've heard the term right from the horse's mouth. That's exactly what Joe Biden is. He's a horse's ass. So, but the thing is, just like Hillary Clinton said, this is what the president should do. Not concede under any circumstance. That's from Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Chinese Communist Party, and all of the deep state. Mr. President, if you're listening to me from Nelson, Saratoga Springs, New York, the home of Saratoga, the Battle of Saratoga. Mr. President, do not concede. You won this speech. We, the American patriots, have won this election, and they're trying to steal it. Do not concede. You stand your ground, and I stand right in front of you. I'm right behind you, and right alongside you. President, like since 73 to 80 million Americans, the patriotic Americans, conservative Americans, who voted for Mr. President. God bless America. And Captain, take care.
All right, thank you. And what he's saying is true. I mean, you got to be living in a freaking cave if you don't understand what's transpired here. By the way, Biden joked with Kamala Harris last night. Well, you know, I might get a disease and have to resign. She had a big smile on her face. Don't you think that's part of what's going on here? You think that this is Joe Biden's presidency? Are you kidding me? He is being orchestrated, directed, and run by the Obama folks. Look around you. Who's he appointing? Well, I'm appointing the most reputable and experienced people that we have to offer. They're all Obama people. That ought to tell you something. That ought to tell you something. And let's not forget one little thing here. Barack Obama, make no mistake about it, is going to have term number three. If Joe Biden comes in, that'll be Barack Obama's third term. That's why when you heard the terminologies this week that came out talking again about the fundamental transformation of America, that was all Barack Obama. And then it got passed along with some other people. So make no mistake about it. This is not pretty, not supposed to be, but we need to pull ourselves up by the bootstraps and get our big boy pants on and get this right. In Georgia, we need to get this right. Go out, support the president in Valdosta. If I could be there, I would be, but I can't because I have another commitment, and I'll tell you all about that in the next segment. It is what it is. But we need to get this right. And I'm telling you, I know that the state of Georgia is literally crawling with federal agents, both from the DOJ and the FBI, going crisscrossing all around looking for any evidence that they've got and any investigations, any reports they've got about people that are moving in there temporarily to vote, this, that, and the other. Wait till you see what happens there when they start arresting those people that think they're so smart and clever that they went up there to live at a brother's home or something like that for a month and use his place as an address so they can vote. What should they find out when they learn all that stuff, some of the comments that have been made? There's people going to wind up in jail over this. This is serious, serious stuff. And, oh, by the way, when I come back, a little something about the Super Bowl I heard yesterday, which is going to be played in my backyard, which really pissed me off. But I'll be back. Final segment, weekend edition, coming right up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
We got Obama phone.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And before I get to our Fair and Fair spot that we got here, I want to remind everybody I'll be up at the Tarpon Woods Golf Club for the Patriots Grill Have Lunch for the Captain event today. We'll be there from noon to 2 o'clock. Everybody's invited to participate in that. And you Trump caravans that are passing through are welcome to stop by, too, and enjoy a little time with us there. I know there's a bunch of motorcycle toy runs going on, too. If you want to stop on by, you can do that as well. But we'll be at Craig Gross's Tarpon Woods Golf Club Patriots Grill for lunch from noon to 2. In the meantime, here's more about our friends at Fair and Farrah.
Injured in an accident and need a lawyer? The last thing you deserve is being put on hold or having a law firm robot answer and assign you a number. Fair and Farrah doesn't treat people like numbers. From the moment you call, you'll be connected with an actual person, ready to listen and help. Their team of injury law experts understands the pressure you're under and will make themselves available to you 24/7. Also, if Fair and Farrah doesn't win your case, you don't owe them a penny. So if you've been injured and the insurance company's pushing you around, call Farrah and Farrah. Let them push back. Visit fairandfarrah.com.
Now, that's the website, but here's the phone number, 877-245-6707. It's a 24/7 number. You can call them right now with any questions you've got about your legal needs. 877-245-6707. 877-245-6707. And Farrah is spelled F-A-R-A-H. So it's F-A-R-A-H, farrahandfarrah.com is a website. And they know their stuff. Again, offices in Florida and Georgia, and they're also expanding. So to our listeners that are listening, give them a shout. Well, an ad agency is not saying that this is the done deal, and we haven't heard from the NFL. But an ad agency in the Super Bowl is predicting a Black Lives Matter theme. Well, let me make a little suggestion to the Super Bowl, which is being played in my hometown, and the NFL. If you don't think this is going to come back to bite you square in the butt, if you do that on top of everything else that's happened this year, then you have no clue, no clue what's going on in America today. People are over the athletes and they're trying to play politics. They're over that. They just want you to go out, play the game, get it done, win or lose. That's it. So NFL, Tampa Super Bowl Committee, if you guys are listening, don't do it. Don't do it. It'll cost everybody dearly, not just the NFL, but the local team and the teams around the country, and nobody can be afford to be put in that position right now. Nobody, financially. You just can't. Well, from my friend Colonel Jim, forensic audits have been ordered of the Dominion voting machines in Georgia, Michigan, and Arizona. Now, I knew about the one in Georgia because I told you about it because the governor made an announcement. We got that out there right away, right off the bat when we came on the air earlier. But I did not know about the other states. Now, my question is there enough time to do this? December the 14th is coming rapidly. The Electoral College, rapidly. Is there enough time to do this? Again, if a court were to step in and say you can't certify your vote until the forensic audit is done, that would make sense. But again, where are we going to find the court? Where are we going to find the judge? So far, it's not to be found. So far. By the way, California's just absolutely rotten stay-at-home Christmas orders are being initiated early in the San Francisco Bay Area, as if they don't have enough problems. Trying to eliminate Christmas, it's all part of what their little game is here. We get it. We understand it. They don't want anybody to celebrate anything that has any religious value to it. Again, democratic, socialists, communists, Marxists, that they are. That's not part of their forte. They just don't do it that way. And I will tell you that some California sheriffs have said they will not enforce Governor Newsom's stay-at-home order. They will not. Now, some people are going, yay, attaboy, way to go. But, you know, the governor has the authority, if he wants to use it, to remove the sheriff from office for not following the mandate. Now, will he do it? I doubt it. Those are elected officials. He'd really create a real big mess for himself if he does, as if it's not bad enough right now. And then you've got, on top of everything else, might as well throw all the bad news out there right now, right? The UN warning that 2021 is shaping up to be a humanitarian catastrophe. Now, that's not just because of COVID. It's because of the financial aspects, things that are going on. But again, I bring into play, what is it that little old Switzerland knew that the rest of the world didn't? That they never shut down, they never locked down, they never stopped doing what they're doing. And they're just cruising along with their herd immunity, and it's working. And we can't do something like that? Sweden did it too, if you remember right. But we can't do something like that? Sure we can. Sure we can. Have we? No. And then you got the House of Representatives yesterday with their priority. Did they choose to do anything to help the folks with the stimulus, the businesses and individuals and all that stuff that everybody's been begging for? No. What did they choose to do? They voted to decriminalize marijuana at the federal level. That's what their big emphasis was yesterday. Instead of doing what they should have done. Folks, if you're not raising holy hell with your representatives over that, I don't know why. Now, granted, Nancy Pelosi has a majority right now. That's pretty solid, but it goes down to either 8 or 10 in the House of Representatives soon. She'll be down into single numbers, perhaps, being the Speaker of the House and the Majority Leader in the House of Representatives. She's not going to be able to push a bunch of stuff through like she did before, because some of these Democrats that got elected are reelected, I should say, because there weren't any new Democrats that got elected. The new seats that came into play were all Republican. The Democrats lost seats, the Republicans lost none, as it stands right now, even though there's still two seats that are up for grabs, and we're not sure about the one in New York State, New York's 22nd district or not, whether or not the Republican has won that seat. We'll have to wait and see. But everything is coming to a head. And again, I can't emphasize enough, and I wish I could be there because I would be today if I could be, but I know there's at least 5 or 6 buses that are going up to Valdosta out of the Southwest Florida area with people. I know Denise Simon's going to go up there and be there at the rally with her son. Her son's driving down from Atlanta. She's going to meet him there, and they're going to be going there. And my friend the mayor, Scott James, I understand, is the grand marshal of the parade, the Christmas parade, which is going on about the same time. Well, Scott, if you're listening, or if you folks up there in Valdosta are listening, you need to drive that Christmas parade right straight to the airport. Drive it right straight to the airport. Let Santa Claus see the president. I'm sure you wouldn't have any problem getting as close as you could to it. He is the mayor, after all, remember? All right. I'll be back Monday morning. But in the meantime, I hope to see many of you today up there at the Patriots Grill at the Tarpon Woods Golf Course right there at Tarpon Woods Boulevard, 1100 Tarpon Woods Boulevard. I'll be there at 12 noon. We'll be there till about 2 o'clock with our gang. Captain's Army will be there. And we're inviting anybody that's in the area to stop by. The motorcycle toy runs, the Trump car caravans, whoever. But in the meantime, stay safe, stay healthy, stay out of the snow if you can.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.